Rescue efforts continue in Texas following the floods. A 52-member Missouri Task Force 1 team is deploying to help with those efforts. And they gathered and left from the Boone County Fire Protection District. And joining us now is the Assistant Fire Chief in Boone County, and that is Gail Blomenkamp. Thank you so much for joining us today.
You're welcome. Thanks for having us.
So Missouri Task Force 1, for people who aren't familiar with it, what is that group? How does it work? How do they come together to help out in natural disasters like this?
So Missouri Task Force 1 is one of the 28 FEMA, Federal Emergency Management Agencies, Urban Search and Rescue Task Forces. There's 28 in the country. We have one right here in Missouri. It's Missouri Task Force 1 based here in Boone County. It's a division of the Boone County Fire Protection District. And it's a team made up of 210 different members from all around the state of Missouri. So all four corners and everywhere in between. These 210 members train. They're the best of the best. They have specialty trainings, specialty equipment that is provided by FEMA. And this task force was actually formed and began forming in 1996. We went through a competitive process in 1998, became the 26th team in the country, and Ohio was the 27th team, and then Texas joined when President Bush was in office and as the 28th team. And so Missouri Task Force 1 has been around for a while. Our very first deployment actually occurred on 9/11, 2001, to the World Trade Center, and so that was our first deployment. But since then, we've become a very elite team that deploys a lot based on the national rotation and how teams get deployed. We're one of the highest deployed teams in the country, and we go down to these hurricanes and floods and tornadoes here in the Midwest quite often.
And it's not just like firefighters and paramedics and people like that. You've got a lot of different talents that are part of this task force, right?
Correct. We have, firefighters, paramedics, those types of, but we also have doctors, we have structural engineers, we have technical info specialists, we have communication specialists. We have 19 different disciplines within the task force that are covered whenever we deploy. And so on this deployment, we went out as what's considered a Type 3 task force, which is almost half of a Type 1 task force. So it would normally have been 45 people on this deployment. However, they asked us to send four HRD or human remains detection canine dogs and handlers. And then we also sent one additional member on the Type 3 team as a search team manager to help with that those extra dogs. And then we also have two members that deployed today as part of the incident support team for FEMA. And so they'll be working as the incident support team, managing all the federal resources that are on scene.
This may be just a dumb question, but just logistically, when you have that many people with different skill sets, I imagine they have lots of different equipment that they'll be using or bringing. How do you get an entire team and everything they need down there?
So the Type 3 team is traveling with the entire cache of equipment. So it's a full Type 1 cache of equipment, which you're right, is very diverse and runs the gamut as far as satellites and sat phones and all of those things to communicate with, but also all the rescue and breaching and breaking equipment. So it takes a convoy of tractor trailers, gooseneck trailers. It's about 100,000 pounds of equipment that these men and women are taking with them. And so it was a convoy yesterday of 13 different vehicles, and including three tractor trailers, goosenecks, one bus, and then several vans and utility vehicles pulling Kubotas and all-terrain vehicles and boats especially.
So what happens when everybody gets there?
So the team was originally sent or headed towards Kerr County, Texas, and they have recently been redirected to San Antonio, where they will stage their – there'll be a staging area there, and the crews will arrive, and they will await an assignment based on the local needs. And so when that need arises, it could be search and rescue, it could be wide area search, it could be any type of mission that these men and women are trained to do, which is really about anything. They'll get that mission assignment, and then they will deploy and go complete that mission as requested by Texas and or that local jurisdiction that they're working with.
You know, you mentioned that there will be dogs as well, you said, for finding human remains or even those who are still alive?
Yeah, so there are two live find canines that went, and then there were four human remains detection canines. So total of six dogs. Unfortunately, we kind of understand what this mission could be in Kirk County with the devastation and the disaster that they have had there. It's going to be more of a recovery mission and searching for people that are missing, right?
Yeah.
Very difficult work, very hard on our men and women, but it is something that brings some satisfaction to give closure to the families that are suffering down there. They've also got anticipated rainfall and the potential for a different assignment or more flooding to occur, and so therefore we take live find dogs as well, just in case we receive a different mission somewhere else.
And obviously right now the focus on helping those in Texas, right, with that, you know, recovery mission or search mission, whatever they're assigned to do. But when the task force does come back, when they are done, because what they've seen might be, you know, just devastating or graphic, like you said, very difficult for them, is there some kind of debriefing or counseling or anything that they go through afterwards?
Yeah, so obviously when they get back, there's a debriefing here at the fire headquarters where we get, you know, it's just the crews that went. We talk to them, and there is counseling available. We have an employee assistance program that is available for them. Many of these members that are going have gone before mm-hmm. and have avenues for that, and we have that available to them. But even in their home departments, if they work for a agency outside of Boone County, they have those EAP programs, and they have the availability for these men and women to seek that counseling should they need it. But generally speaking, people in the service generally find that comfort talking to one another mm-hmm. and talking to, you know, maybe the guys that's been out there multiple times, or, you know, they talk with their buddies at work, so to speak. But these men and women are very experienced. They're trained very well. But regardless of that, what they're going to be dealing with down there is going to be very difficult. And, you know, the men and women of tech in the state of Texas have been dealing with it since Friday morning or Friday night. So very difficult for them. They're looking for a break. They need to get some rest as well. But we're on our way, and we'll get there as soon as we can. And when we get there, we'll be ready to do whatever we can to help them.
What are the particular challenges of going to a scene like this? If you do end up in a flood scene, as opposed to, you know, a tornado or some other sort of disaster like that?
Well, so just the amount of destruction that this flood has caused, it's record flooding. So there's going to be humongous debris piles where these piles need to be searched and delayered, which is very dangerous for crews to do. They try to do it with equipment and hands, but, you know, we're not talking just about the debris. We're talking about the snakes and the animals and the fire ants and all of those other things that we deal with on a daily basis have been disrupted, and they're not very happy either. And so there have been reports of some of the search canines having snake bites, and so that is a possibility, whether it's one of them or one of our people. So just the amount of destruction, and then just trying to get around. Roads being washed out. Most of the work's going to be what we call ground pounding, where you're just walking, you know, along a riverbank, or you're walking along an area that was flooded out, and you're checking debris piles and searching them with the HRD dogs, seeing if there's something available or some sort of scent that would necessitate delayering of that pile. So it's very strenuous work. It's going to be hot. I mean, it is Texas in July, mm-hmm. so it's going to be hot, it's going to be humid, and then just dangerous terrain and unfamiliar territory for everybody.
I also remember from the flood of 93 that happening in the summer, it was hot, but with all of that water, there are diseases, toxins, mold, all of that is also a huge danger when you're in that type of area.
Yeah, so, you know, we have our people and our canines in that you know, that toxic atmosphere and that toxic water. And so, you know, not only are we working in it, but now we got to worry about cleaning up when they come in every evening and decontaminating all of the equipment and decontaminating all the people and all the clothing and the footwear and everything that they have on. And so it is a monumental task when our crews go out and work for, you know, 16 hours a day. It doesn't end when they get relieved to go back to the base of operations. That's where the decon starts, and before they can even eat or sit down and take a break. So it's very strenuous work, and these guys and gals do tremendously well, and you know, they're the best of the best that the state of Missouri has to offer.
And the expectation is they will be there about 2 weeks?
The expectation would be they would not be any longer than 2 weeks.
Okay.
So they could be up there up to 2 weeks. The longest mission we did was last year when we went to Hurricane Helene, I believe, in North Carolina, and that was a very long deployment. We swore we would never do that again because it was just too much. So 14 days is the typical deployment time for any task force going out the door, and so that's what we could anticipate. You know, whether we're there 14 days or not is yet to be seen.
Well, Gale, we really do appreciate the work that you and your team is doing right now. It's awesome and very much needed, obviously. So well, thank you for giving us your time.
You bet. Do you have another minute?
Oh, sure.
So one of the questions that we get asked is why is Missouri Task Force 1, why didn't we get deployed on Friday or Saturday when the floods actually occurred? And many people don't understand that every disaster starts and ends local. So this local disaster started in Texas, and they had resources that they used. Then they reached out to their state for resources, which Texas has a vast majority of resources to put towards this mission. And so once they reached their threshold of extending beyond their capabilities and their resources, that's where they reached out to the federal government. So it wasn't that FEMA was delayed. It wasn't that we weren't able to go. It's we were not requested until yesterday. And so once we got requested, we received that request at 3 o'clock. We were on the road 4 hours later, and that's how it typically works. And so, you know, people ask, well, why didn't you go on Saturday when there was rescues to be made? Well, we weren't requested, and we weren't needed. So I just want to clarify that for everybody out there that, you know, it's not that there was a delay by the government or by FEMA or by anybody. It's just how the disasters work. They begin local and they end local. So thank you to all the employers that allow these men and women off work to go do this type of mission. And then obviously to the families who are letting their loved ones go for up to 14 days. It can be very difficult.
Gale, thank you. We appreciate you and your team.
All right. Thank you guys very much.
Gale Blomenkamp, Assistant Fire Chief of the Boone County Fire Protection District, Missouri Task Force 1, en route to Texas to help out with the flooding disaster that occurred there. It's Amy Marks-Kors and Chris Ranji on KMOX.